This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 2nd of February. Western Australia recorded their second comprehensive win in 4 days in Australia's Ryobi One Day Cup. On Wednesday they beat New South Wales by 111 runs, whereas today the winning margin over Queensland was 110. Sean Marsh and Adam Burgess both hit career bests, adding 229 to the third wicket as the Warriors amassed 308 for 4. Marsh batted through the 50 overs, ending on 155 of 147 balls. While Burgess was finally dismissed for 112 for 116. In the Queensland run chase, Nathan Coulter-Nile, Jason Behrendorff and Ashton Agar each took three times, as they were all out for just 198. Central Districts remained top of the Plunkett Shield table, submitting victory by 191 runs over Auckland, declaring their second innings on 457 for 7 thanks to half centuries from Doug Bracewell and Kruger Van Wyk. They bundled Auckland out for just 151. Leg spinner Taran Nathula returned superb figures of 6 for 55. Otago were the Stags' closest challenges after wrapping up victory against Northern Districts by 8 wickets. The Knights collapsed in their second innings from 161 for 3 to be all out for 227. Ian Butler, Sam Wells and Neil Wagner have shared all but one of the wickets. Aaron Redmond then ended on 56 in Otago's run chase as they knocked off the 126 that they needed inside 27 overs. Wellington require an unlikely 371 more on the final day to beat Canterbury, the closing on 13 for none. George Worker hit 107 as Canterbury declared their second innings at 410-7, shortly before stumps. Other contributions came from Tom Latham, Ronnie Hare and Peter Fulton, all of whom fell just after passing 50. Dolphins took just 12.1 overs to score the 46 runs that they needed to knock Warriors off top spot in South Africa's Sunfall series. Imran Khan ended on 22 as they won by 9 wickets. The result allowed Cape Cobras to retake the lead after completing a 9 wicket win of their own over last place Titans at Willowmore Park. Johan Lowe, Byron Hendricks and Justin Kemp ended with 3 wickets apiece as Titans were all out for 195 in their second innings, leaving Cobras just 17 to win. And Lions closed strongly in pursuit of the 387 that they need to beat Knights, reaching stumps on 53 without loss. Half-century from Obers Pienaar and Johan van der Vaart had earlier taken Knights to 257 in their second innings. Hardisville Jones and Imran Tahir ended with 3 wickets apiece.